The soft-sided facility has been a great addition to the sector here, and we've been asking for a facility to process these family units for 2 years or more now, because we saw this coming. Over the past several years, we've essentially doubled in all of our apprehensions every year, and then in addition to that, the demographic of the population that we're arresting is changing, as you mentioned. You know, years ago, it was mostly adult Mexican males, and now it's mostly family units and unaccompanied alien children. So probably a good 50% of the people that we have in custody at any time are children. So they are either unaccompanied, so under 18 years old, or they are accompanied with a family member. So that creates a problem for us, because our facilities weren't built to deal with that type of a demographic of the population. So we've had to make a lot of adjustments in how we hold people and sort of the access, the supplies that we have. We go through about $160,000+ per month of food, diapers, baby formula, clothing, shoes, hygiene products. You name it, anything that someone would need in our custody. And as you probably know, our facilities were meant to house people for usually less than a shift or maybe a day. And so that's what our goal is, still to try to get people out of our custody and turned over to the proper authorities. So it would be either HHS, Office of Refugee Resettlement, in the case of unaccompanied alien children, and then for others, turned over to ICE, ERO, Enforcement Removal Operations, but they're full as well. And so when we see supplemental bills and additional funding come through, like has recently come through, which it takes a while for that to actually take effect, the money to actually come down and where you can actually use it. So that will help us in the future. Today, it helps a little bit because Office of Refugee Resettlement, and that's the HHS office, has money now to put more unaccompanied children in beds. So that gets them out of our custody faster. We'd like to get them out of our custody within 24 hours. Right now we have a small population, under 15 people in custody that are unaccompanied alien children, and they're probably in our custody about 40 hours, right around there. We'd like that to be under 24, but we haven't gotten there yet. However, across the Border Patrol, we had over 2,500 unaccompanied alien children in custody last month, just a few weeks ago to a month. And now with this additional funding, across the Border Patrol, we have in the neighborhood of 250 in custody. So that's a significant improvement and in our ability to get people out of our custody. And look, we're reliant on HHS to take these kids from us, and so if they don't take them in a timely fashion, we have to hold on to them and care for them.